The future of agriculture. Hello and welcome again, everyone, from the 97th annual meeting of the American Farm Bureau in Orlando. I'm Lee Maddox.
It's an honor to be representing Tennessee as their president, largest farm bureau in the country with over 644,000 members.
Tennessee Farm Bureau President Jeff Akin leading the group of Tennessee Farm Bureau leaders at the American Farm Bureau Convention in Orlando. More than 150 are there among the some 5,000 in attendance from across the country.
It's strange that if you look across the United States, all the different commodities that are represented in agriculture, you build relationships irregardless of what you might be producing or what your issues might be. Just great folks from California to the East Coast are just great folks that are associated with the American Farm Bureau.
And besides the Young Farmer competitions, the general session speakers, and breakout sessions, voting delegates from every state will work to adopt a new set of policy resolutions that will guide Farm Bureau for the coming year.
The delegates will adopt policy that will guide the American Farm Bureau on national issues throughout the coming year. And it's an opportunity for farmers all across the country, including Tennessee, to let their voices be heard and their opinions known in ways that will help guide this organization and the American Farm Bureau through the coming year.
And this year, perhaps more so than in the past 30 years, Tennessee's voting delegates will have a substantial voice during the business session as a new American Farm Bureau president will be elected.
We will have 34 voting delegates at the American Convention, which is the most of any other state.
More from the Farm Bureau Convention all week. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.